This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Okay, hello, Makwala Acheche. We are in Akopele indeed. Alongside Sheba Mabena Nakwa, SA Increase, Cliff Caden also on that. It is 13 minutes. Pause one on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio on the only frequency that makes sense. I go by the name of King Bash, with the Mentor Stock himself, your Sir Chick's favorite DJ. I promised you a lot today, right? I did promise you that. You know what? We are a music hub, as you know that we definitely are. And we are going to be having a lot of progressive conversations. I promised you that KCHLO will be, you know, in the building, center stage. And what better year, man, to wrap up this year with a prominent Lekompo artist right now. Kirayena, the one, the only, Nicola Lekompo. KCHLO is in the building. My brother.
Away.
How you doing, man?
Stella fella, wena.
Ne? No, Munat. Thank you so much once again for coming through, man, joining us in studio.
Yeah.
Kiazabot is not easy, but you know what? Yeah, when you're a person that is passionate about their craft, will do anything and everything to make sure that their music is still out there. So really do appreciate you, my brother.
Away.
So, I mean, the last time, you know, you joined us in studio, you promised us the drop of the debut EP.
Yeah.
I know you remember that, Kasi Kompo Sound. Mm-hmm. And all three songs are deeply loved in the streets, man. So I need you to take me through how it feels to have, you know, people vibing to this new EP. How does it feel?
I can say so far so good. I also gained more recognition after releasing the EP.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and talks more about the streets. And also giving advice to those who are not dedicated enough to their craft.
Mm.
So yeah, and it's all about that.
And I mean, every single song has a different message, Chelo. I mean,
yeah,
we can hear what every single song carries a different message, right? Now,
sure.
I mean, how did it feel also, you know, knowing very well what as an artist, what does this project actually mean to you, rather, instead of how does it feel, but what does this project actually mean to you, knowing that it carries different messages within and throughout the EP?
Yeah, well, I can say it means a lot. It consists more of different styles,
sure,
different vibe.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people, especially the youth, can relate to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for example, like Odo Alena.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a song that the youth can relate to. Kelekompo. It also corresponds with the title of the EP.
Sure.
Yeah, so it's for the youth, actually. Lemagwala Acheche. I'm giving advice, you know, so yeah. So
and speaking of Magwala Acheche, I mean,
yeah,
you know, this song is massive. It's really massive, bro, because I mean it's the most requested song on our radio.
Yeah.
It's the most requested song on our radio, right? And I think on the streams it's sitting on plus minus 2.5 million streams.
Yeah.
If not more now. But last time I checked it was like 2.5 million streams.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, which song, you know, would you say is your favorite from the EP? You know, sometimes, and I always say to you, as much as we say, there's a song that people vibe to, and you didn't really think this song would actually blow up than the song you like. But which song do you feel like, you know what, this is my favorite?
Obviously, Kimagwala.
Kimagwala, ne?
Yeah. Everyone's favorite song, obviously, would be my favorite.
Ne?
Yeah.
And I mean, you worked with some incredible names on project, man. And I need to find out from you what it took. And how did you go about, you know, choosing the right people to say that these are the people I need on this EP?
You know, most of the time, it's not always about working with famous people.
Sure.
Well-known artists and producers. So, the producer so that they can also gain recognition.
Hola.
Yeah, Vaska, Valentuela, well-known artist Ababa Chek.
Sure.
Yeah, the likes of TK and Jomza.
Sure.
Yeah, so you know when showering you appreciate the craft ya bo na baska like baska na kana okare banu producer fela ona go
yeah.
Yeah, and choosing Shebe on Magwala Acheche, I knew that he can relate to the title of the song because he has gone through a lot.
100%.
The accidents, going in and out of jail.
Yeah.
Getting all the hate outside.
Yeah.
But he's still pushing. He's still the main guy.
Yeah.
Even now, most of them are still.
He's still
at the top. 100%. So I knew what I want to relate. That's why, and yeah, he did good.
No, that's shout amazing. Out. And yeah, shout out, man, for that. But I also want to find out from you, Chelo, how important is it, you know, for, yeah. I mean, people rise, you know, to the top and actually think that, you know what, that is their position where they get the opportunity to only work with well-known artists and artists yeah. that have made it in the game, right? Mm-hmm. But how important is it for a guy that a guy like you, as you mentioned, that you needed to work with people mm-hmm. that are not known yet, you know, but people that are actually good? There are a lot of producers that yeah. we have in the province, a lot of artists, a lot of vocalists definitely. That we have in the province that I'm sure you're still going to work with. I'm sure some of them you've already worked with and still going to drop more music with.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
how important is it for an artist, you know, of your caliber to actually bring up those that are not yet known at all?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the main thing. So if you are there and passionate enough, obviously, it's not always the case whereby attention.
Sure.
It will be okay. So I think it's best for like all as long as it's about or artist alluring, it well known. We should also give others a chance.
Sure.
That's so significant. Mm, mm. So yeah.
No, that's very
it's
true.
A good
that's
thing to
true.
Do.
Yeah, I think yeah. we need to go back to the EP.
Yeah.
I need to find out with your conceptualizing the entire EP, why three songs?
Okay, I realized that I'm not that well known like now, like before I wasn't.
Okay, I was yeah. about to say Onyogori. What do you mean?
Yeah, so Origidre three songs is because I knew Oring. If I released many, some of the songs won't be given attention. So if
smart.
I release a few,
smart.
Obviously, but I don't give attention and Oga Chega. On Spotify and also on YouTube, if I'm not mistaken,
mm-hmm.
all of the songs already the Gaudimo 500k.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So, hello, na ilera release a EP go marao. Le Pablo on the beat and Prince Zulu.
Sure.
We released three songs, so it didn't work enough. My long more like the way I was looking forward to Tabara build more views and if I, it didn't become that way. Mm-hmm. So. Like each year I live from more lowering. I shouldn't be releasing an EP with a lot of songs. Yeah, they should just be few so that they can be given attention.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
And that's a smart move, and I will commend you for that because we're actually having a conversation about this now. It is so funny that we as a people do not have the right concentration span to listen to a full album.
Yeah, yeah.
You get like when was the last time? Unless you're traveling far, maybe we're able to get a chance.
Yeah.
But it's really, really rare and tough.
Yeah.
For what I was talking about later about Kelvin Momorer. Till today, I haven't actually listened to the entire album because there's 29 songs, and I'm like, "Neeing a brawag," like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I really like you know that strategy to say. The fewer the better.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can break them down
into
EPs in Joey throughout the year, every song will get the attention that it actually needs. So big ups to you for that, man.
Away.
Now you also dropped YY.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I mean recently it's a street anthem as well. Now tell us about it. I need you to take me through the street anthem called YY.
Mm-hmm.
What's the song all about?
Okay, the song specifically is like a love song.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a love song. It talks about a girl that I'm dating, whereby the relationship is distant. It's the distant one.
Yeah.
So people are jealous that I'm dating her.
Okay.
Because she's so fine.
Okay.
Yeah. And Wamboja di Turika
ena.
Sure. So I wanna know if it's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Orkan ni tulujwa di bulela ngwa di dira na. Okay.
Because Nagoja is my best.
Okay.
And I expect the same from you.
Okay.
Yeah. That's how it is.
Is there some sort of truth to this? It's a safe space, Chelo. It's a safe space. Joseifi.
Yeah, I can say, yeah.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah, yeah.
So you had to draw that inspiration from that?
Yeah, yeah.
That is something else. Okay, I'll touch base on that maybe reappear, maybe off air, you know. But musically, I mean, if you had to rate 2025, musically, if you had to rate it out of 10, I need you to tell me the number that you'd rate 2025 and why, you know, that you'd rate it. Why?
Okay, musically, Are you specifically talking about my music or like in general?
We can start with your music. We can start in general, whichever one you're comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
Just musically, you know, looking at the year, looking at... I know as an artist, a lot of people gauge the year through the bookings as well.
Yeah.
Well, if my music is out, it's not a problem, but... how have I been doing in the streets in terms of being booked and whatever? Mm-hmm, so let's just take it all within the entertainment industry to say what is your rating musically for 2024?
Okay, I can say 9.
That's a good number.
Yeah, I can say 9.
That's a good number.
Yeah, you know why? Because if you can check during the previous year, Le Compo, let me just talk about Le Compo. It wasn't moving the way it's moving now. So yeah, I can give it a 9, which means next day it must be 10.
Next day is a full blown 10.
Yeah.
Now that's a good number.
And I also, from my side, I can also say 9. And as you mentioned about the bookings.
Yeah.
I've been getting booked, which is like a good thing. Yeah, I know we keep as a mistake this incident that I came across.
Of course.
So yeah.
Of course.
I can probably say this year I can be put on the list of the most booked artists.
I could say that.
Yeah.
Without fear of contradiction, that because on all the flyers,
mm-hmm.
And I mean, not only in Limpopo, you know what I mean?
You've just been
all around, you know, province to province, doing what you do best, right?
Exactly.
But you know what? Let us take a quick break. And I need my Adventure family to come through. I'm still hanging out with Kate. Hello. Let me know. If you have any voice notes, if you have any messages for the brother, do send them through 079-896-226, 079-896-226. Still hanging out with the best. Do best and send through those messages. It is Kate Chello with YY alongside Cliff Caden. The time right now, 1:30 on Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, the best of lunchtime radio, is definitely in a full swing. I'm still hanging out with the best, Nick Alale Kompo. He goes by the name of Kate Chello. Man, why? But look, man, I think what I need to do as well is keep letting people know that they can send through their voice notes and their messages on 079-896-226. That is 079-896-226. Before K Chello heads out, I will make sure, you know, that we listen to them and he'll give you, you know, his love back or whatever you send through. And we are also live on TikTok right now on our Capricorn FM page at Capricorn FM. Check us out. We are live right now. I can see that K Chello is also live, you know, so we're doing our thing right here in studio. So check us out. So, sure. My brother, I mean, we touched a bit about, you know, your traumatic experience and the accident that you went through, man, that it shook the Le Compo Nation. It really, really shook the industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
How are you dealing with it? How are you dealing with the situation? I think I just need to... first of all, I'm grateful, and I'm grateful for life more than anything.
Yeah.
You know, I know you're a lover of life. You believe in God.
Yeah.
So I need you to take me through it, man. How are you dealing with everything? How has everything been?
It's been so hard, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously hard. The trauma... it's just that I just had to find ways to deal with it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying as hard as I can to go out, at least give it a gap year on events.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also I realized, though, like, this December has been so different and chaotic, especially on the Le Compo side. Karishma is in the hospital. We shout out a sharp while we're back.
Mm.
Got more energy.
Yeah.
Sheve is in jail.
Yeah.
I wish all the best. Mm. Then I like, experienced this thing. So I got to learn where it's like, you know, I guess I'm already, as long as I can do it,
yeah,
even though I'm not perfect, at least it's something, yeah, out there for the people.
Yeah.
Mostly, I just want to appear, not to perform. If I perform, I perform 2 tracks.
Mm.
But because of the love I receive and also the crowd, I make it long.
Your energy, you just have to do
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like I'm forcing it. Mm. No, I can say is definitely within me. So that's how I appreciate. Yeah. As long as I can go out, even though I cannot walk properly, I can do it. For the fans, I can do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here because of them. Yeah, so.
That's very true, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Big shout out to you for that, you know?
Sure.
There's another thing, Kechilo, that I've also... I mean, we spoke about this the last time you were here, is that, you know, your team is mostly family.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, was that easy for you or more difficult knowing that they are in this situation with you? How would you say, you know, how would you express... how you felt about that, knowing that that is your family in the same situation as you?
Gosh, it was so painful, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I cannot lie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but, like, even during the incident, immediately, I wasn't sure whether they were alive or not. Yeah. But as soon as Gebabiche, because I was the only one reloading, get conscious enough. Yeah, so as soon as I could be able to call their names and the band respond,
like,
I was so I was so happy.
Grateful.
We are alive, so.
And I mean,
it's painful, but what matters is life.
Ah, most definitely, man.
Yeah.
Most definitely. So, I mean, as much as we're speaking about family, your fans are also part of this. You know what I mean? Because as you mentioned, what. The love that they show you, you do everything for these people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were rallying behind you, they were praying for you.
Yeah.
You know, I've known people that are your diehard fans, and they would literally say, what about, and I've been praying for this man to come out of this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What's the message you would actually convey to these people that are your fans, the people that are behind every single view, every single, you know, thing that involves Kechilo, the support, you know?
Yeah,
What would you like to say to these people?
I can say they made me believe more that the power of God is so massive. And I don't know how I can thank them. Kechilo Gare, I get a mob and I get a thank you. It's not enough. That is also the reason why I go out there. Yeah, I can take another pain, but I just go out there. I feel like I'm adding more to the appreciation as I go out. And also, the way out of Amphalerato, like,
Yeah.
I always say if I had gold, I would share with everyone, but I don't have it.
Yeah.
But then I appreciate everything that they do for me. The effort, all the prayers, the support. Yeah, so given up on Pilishan, and I'm also glad that my music can heal other people out there. So it's like exchange of good things.
That's beautiful.
Put it that way.
That's beautiful, bro.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I need to talk about something that, no matter how sad for me it was, you know, but it was a beautiful moment. The first time when you got back on stage.
Yeah.
At your homecoming event, Cello Moments. I need you to, like, take me through it, man. How was that feeling being back on stage after such a long time? I mean, after the experience, you know? When I saw you and I'm like, yo, this man, like, what is this, you know? God is good, God is powerful, but this man is back on stage. He's there with his crutches, he's there on the chair, and he's still giving the vibe to the people. Because I know people were worried that, will he make it? I mean, it's his homecoming event, will he be there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you reassured them that, Emuna, continue supporting. But I need to find out, how was it, you know, being there for the first time after the ordeal?
I can say I was a bit scared.
Okay.
First of all, I knew that I'm gonna perform and I go on sepela, so I was scared of how are they going to respond. Is it gonna be hard or easy for me? So yeah, but I just had to risk it. Since, well, the date was already organized, the event was set, I just had to be there because it was specifically my event. So I had to be there. Cannot get on a bone. Whether I get chill or not, I just have to do it. So get on a bone at the response, and whether it's going to be positive or negative. So lucky enough, everything went well.
But now, what? At what moment did you have? You know, there's always that moment when you're like, hey, aye, that doubt that kicks into a point where you feel like, why am I even stepping on this stage, right? But what switched, you know, on you that day to just give you that reassurance and confidence to say, you know what, whether kichurile, whether skichurile, mokia na mela.
The crowd's reaction. Yeah. They were happy to see me. So I had to smile back and do the rest.
And I mean, since then, you know, since Chelo moments have seen you again at Burgers Fort, can we, you know, confidently, you know, say, okay, Chelo is back on stage and maybe ready to rock? Because Usavulelo, you know what, you still have pains, you still struggle to walk, you know. But what have you mastered in that art? Well, within the art to say, well, okay, Kiabonor, maybe I can do this, maybe I can do that. But are we saying Chelo's back on stage, he's ready to rock, or what are we saying?
I can say my intention is to stop for a bit after December. And focus on healing. Because if I go out and out, maybe ngato khobacha, and it might go further. So I just wanna focus more on healing after this December. December ke yona na we vibe.
That's true.
So where there's a vibe where I'm needed, I'm just gonna be there. January, everyone will be going to their works. Everywhere. So after that, obviously, Ogasabaliti gigi the way December didn't go. So all the fans, all my fans should know that I'm just gonna stop for a bit up until further notice.
Focus on the healing. All right. And I mean, you know, obviously through this time, a lot of people, you know, were there by your side, checking on you. But who would you like to give a shout out to, man, for being with you, you know, through this time? You know, there's always that niche. Yeah, man, through and through. But who would you like to give a shout out to?
First of all, obviously my family, the friends that I had during my musical journey. The likes of Hit Boss, Janesh, and some of my friends. Also, Mr. John Mbe. Then I'd like to give a shout out to him because check my condition, whether I'm still doing fine or I'm still recovering.
Nah, big shout out, man.
Even though there was a time whereby I guess I don't know, like a lot of people to come visit me because it had to be like,
of course,
sort of a privacy,
of course.
So, yeah,
but speaking of which, you know, Chelo, I mean, today is the last day of the year 2025, and we're actually so blessed to have you in studio on the last day of the year. This is a blessing. You know, it's not even Lokompo Friday, but we're closing
the year
on a high note with you, man. I saw this as a blessing, and I'm like, there's not a lot of people that would avail themselves, especially after everything you've been through. I mean, this is, as you mentioned, some things are meant to be private, you know. Until you come back, you heal. It's still emotional for you because you're still going through it, you know. I think it's always easier speaking about an experience when you're done with it, when you've healed from it, when you're finished with an experience. But you're still going through it, and you managed to come through, you know, to say, "Hi, man, I need to close the year on a high note." I really do appreciate you for that, man. Like, I can't tell you how much I appreciate and respect, you know, you for coming through and doing the right thing, right? But I mean, as we close in the year and reflect back and get ready for 2026, up at 2026 is tomorrow, guys. It's crazy. But what are, you know, some of the lessons that you feel like you need to take into the new year? Like maybe if you've reflected on one or two, maybe, or just what are the lessons that you feel like I need to go into the new year with?
Yeah, I know I've been getting a lot of bookings.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sometimes you see nele ta bao risk because o gra lor ke tsa gigi kwa ya khole ka fetse ka tsa kwa ya khole.
Sure.
So I can say it's also the reason why I came across this incident.
Sure.
Yeah, it's not like even if you take the gigi tsa lor ga vla gaufi there might not be an accident. An accident is something that happens at any time.
That's true.
It can happen to anyone at any time.
That's true.
Yeah, but then I'm just going to stop taking the gigi tsa lor di khole le khole. Because we risk really speed DJ Tabodi mo. I'm risking my life.
Yeah.
Although I'm doing it for the fans, but sometimes I also gotta think about my life.
That's true.
See, so I think I was like I wasn't thinking more about my life. So the accident made me or actually realize or no. Tabeki ajari ki kholela khole negesai boni or eka feletseng khawato. So it's a lesson you're learning to consider it, and I don't think I'll do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
And I like that lesson that you just mentioned because it's some things that we needed to talk about to say. I mean, I'm a DJ as well, and there are times when, you know, for example, we leave Polokwane, Thoma Polokwane, a palabora, palabora, lwa khomo, bogo, and you're like, this is really crazy because you don't even, the drive in between, the calculation doesn't even make sense. But we just have this thing, yaor, we will make it.
Yeah, we will make it.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And with what you're saying, I always say to, and I think I learned this from my conversation also with Lamise, and she will say, I'd rather take two quality gigs than take four gigs that are far and far, like on other ends of each other. And with what you're saying, I feel like that's something that I'm also saying, or you know what, that's a good thing to do for yourself, realizing things for your life. You know, sometimes
yeah, we have to pay the bills
man. Hey, it's not worth it at times, especially when we come through such incidents, then we realize that let's tone it down a bit. Pack our dates nicely, so that we can cover and also make enough for ourselves and our families. So I really do respect that, man. So to everyone tuned in, from fans to followers, what would you like to say to them so that we close this year? And I'm going to go through a voice note also, right. But what would you like to say to them as we close off the year 2025?
First of all, obvious, don't forget to pray. Don't you ever forget to pray, and just be more determined to what you want to do in your life, what you want to become. Just work hard on yourself. If you have not been working hard this year, next year make it a bit better or more than better. Yeah, and always be kind, be humble. Don't forget to go morale, go chang, and just always stay positive. Yeah.
Big flex. I don't know. Do you believe in resolutions? Do you believe in resolutions when in life? Do you believe in them?
I do.
Do you plan a war you know, towards 2026 resolutions, or these are my 2026 resolutions?
Yeah, it's just that some come through, like, along the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, I do like to plan ahead, but most of the plans just come in a short period of time. So, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Let's take a voice note real quick.
Bazooka, I know you are hanging with the best there. Kejelo, my brother, it's Benito. Look, mona music video ka page jeng go re stream mona go thagana ka video ya Arieng. Where is that place, brother? Where is that place? It's very nice. I like it. Little kula bego moying. No, I like, where is that place where you shoot that music video? No, I like it. Maybe let now one day I want to be inside there if it's possible. Roka braga we no wa beta jo we no beta ufala le 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 tagi ala fasile ga muka dango.
Yeah, that place, it go Joburg. But again, I grew up in
Of course, yeah.
That's called the grass.
That's the grass.
Yeah.
No, but big shout out. Shout out, man. So, how can people get a hold of you in February? I'm praying that after January, after I'm just praying for a speedy recovery, man. I'm talking full on, you know.
Sure.
So that maybe from February, March, I know the booking season start then from February all the way down to December, but yeah, speedy recovery so that January can be the month that you focus on your healing to a point that before the first booking starts, you are ready. So that it must be a season now where KCello is now back in full force, right? Now, where can people get a hold of you and merchandise? So where can people get a hold of them though? When are they coming back? What's the plan behind that?
If you search on TikTok or search up Pinky KM Styles, you will find the page. Yeah, that's where Okava Honongova texta by the also K Leto Kikamera Maniac.
Okay.
Yelena is part of the whole thing. And also Creative Culture. Yeah. Search it on TikTok, you'll find it. Then if you want the merchandise, Okahono Grada.
Alright, big shout out. And a big shout out to your camera guy. So he was also trending
for
his artistic camera shots and moves and whatnot. So a big shout out to your guy, man, you know?
Sure.
So that's how we do it. But thank you so much for that, Chelo, for coming through.
Sure.
You know, man, it's all love from my side. I appreciate you. I appreciate you always making time, you know, to be with us here in studio.
Sure.
Speedy recovery to you. We're still praying for you. May God continue to guide, bless you, shine his light on you, protect you.
Yeah.
Because I always say, as long as we are alive, as long as we're given an opportunity to live, it is a beautiful, beautiful opportunity for us to appreciate life, to see life in a different perspective, to say that, you know what, God, we thank you. We thank you that we're not in the tomb. We thank you that you gave us another opportunity. And not only you and your family, you and the people that you were with in the car, you know, it's not only about you. They made it alive, you know, they're also alive. Yeah. They're also going through the healing process.
Yeah.
And we appreciate God for that. You know what I mean? That he didn't take one and keep the rest, but he kept all of us safe. So we must not only focus on the pains that you are going through. We must focus on the fact that you are alive and you have another chance, you know, to go in harder. Because I always say that where you come from, especially an experience that is traumatic, it will lead you into something even more beautiful, whether we like it or not, you know. It's a storytelling. The music that's going to come from whatever you're going to be giving us now, I fear it, bro. I really fear it.
Yeah.
But one time to you, one time to your team. Thank you guys for coming through, man. Peace, love, and happiness, and happy 2026, my brother. And that is KCello. That is how, you know, we wrap it up.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.